Hey, Mike.
Yes, hi.
How are you doing today?
Well, doing good, good.
Oh, thank good. You. I'm glad to hear it. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I'm doing great as well. Happy Wednesday to you.
Oh, thank you.
So it looks like you were sent over to me to pull up the pricing and the program details. Now, she put in here that you currently have submitted yourself to Google for verification, but you somehow your account got suspended. Is that correct?
Yeah, I had never ever got listed, but it got, says it's suspended. So I've been
kind
of waiting for a phone call from them.
Yeah. Google won't reach out to you directly. They don't reach out to the general public. So there's any number of reasons that your account could have been suspended. It could have been a documentation issue. It could have been, did you have that PIN code sent out to a P.O. box at all? Or was it your home
office?
No,
I did not.
Okay,
it
perfect.
Was my home office, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm sure that it's some small glitch, very easy to miss is the reason why. Once we get you all set up here, then we can go ahead and go in there and look and see what it was and fix it and get it out of suspension. We actually have a Google Channel partnership, which allows us to petition on behalf of the clients that are trying to list through Google, but Google will never call you directly to get that fixed. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you said there was a reinstatement form or something, which I kind of filled out and sent in, but yeah, nothing's happened.
Nothing ever came from it, right?
Right.
Yeah, no worries. We can definitely help you out with that. Now, how far out outside of Manhattan are you servicing?
Well, I go like west maybe to like the Abilene area.
Okay.
I go east to, you know, Wamego, St. Mary's, Rossville areas.
Are you going out about 30, 40 miles or further?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
About that? Yeah. Okay. All right. So do you happen to have a Facebook page for yourself personally or a business Facebook page?
I do not, no.
You don't have either? Okay. Okay.
No, not even.
All right. So what we can do is we can give you a local program that's going to cover you for the local area there, about 15, 20 miles.
Okay.
And that cost is going to be set at a flat rate of $149 a month. So it's less than $5 a day. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And specifically what will be included is that first page placement on Google. First and foremost, obviously, we're going to get that situation you have going on squared away, get it out of suspension so that it can be an active listing. From there,
okay,
what we do is we go ahead and build you a full website. So it's an actual www.com website where your clients will have a dedicated place to land on whenever they find you there for the services that you're providing. Now, are you doing like appliance install and repair, or what is the bread and butter?
Well, repair is
the repair
is
what you mainly offer. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it looks like in the last 30 days, there has been a fair amount of searches being done in your area. Right around, let me see here. It looks like 977 searches done in the last 30 days on Google. Now, that's not to say that you're going to receive 977 phone calls. I don't want to give you the wrong impression.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I understand.
But there is a fair amount of searches being done in your area in order to support there being another business listed there on that first page of services. And, you know, we get our inventory department directly through Google sends out list of pre-qualified candidates. So that might have been why you came across our desk, is because you have attempted to submit, but you had a little more problem with it. So Google does help in that matter, but unfortunately they deal with the large corporations. You know, they have for the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself, they have our companies to help out with that and get you guys squared away. Okay?
Okay.
Now, how does this sound to you so far?
That sounds pretty good.
Okay. Now, we also include that you would have programming for the top 60 directories. So we take care of literally everything, all the bells and whistles. Okay? We're going to program you in for Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu, you name it, we give you a listing there. What this is going to do is increase your brand relevancy. It's going to help with the optimization, and it's going to give you a very strong, dominant Internet presence. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, while everything here is done month to month, there's absolutely no contract. So, therefore, we provide you with a complete tracking and reporting system on the entire package that allows you to track the results of how well it's working. Okay?
Okay.
So you get a username and password with a dashboard, Mike, where you're able to sign on and see exactly what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving from new clients, if you want to add keywords, if you want to change content, run any kind of promotion, then you're able to do so with the assistance of your account management team that starts right here with me. Okay?
Okay.
Now, they do ask that you would commit to sticking the program out a minimum of 2 months on the front end just so it can all come to fruition. Okay?
Okay.
So tell me, since it's month to month and there's no contract for all the services provided, I'm sure this is something you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Right. Yeah, I would. Yes, I would.
Okay. So for account purposes, Mike, in order to get everything set up, is your first name officially Mike or is it Michael?
It's Michael.
Okay. The common spelling?
Yes. M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just have to make sure. You'd be surprised. People change it up all the time now, you know?
Oh, I know. I know.
Yes. Hold on. Okay. Last name?
Salisbury. S-A-L-S-B-U-R-Y.
Okay. Email?
It's Mike's Appliance 74. At yahoo.com.
Okay. So the first two emails that you see coming through, Mike, they're going to be from me. I'm going to be the lead on your account and your point of contact. It's going to be labeled Google Advertising, and it's going to have all the program details that I've already outlined to you, okay, in writing.
Okay.
And it has my contact information listed there at the very bottom. So I'm also going to send out another one that's going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. Okay?
Okay.
This is going to be an overview of the tracking and reporting system so that you can get familiar. All right?
Okay.
Now, the next two will be from the local Splash support team. It will be the initial invoice as well as the welcome email. I'm going to send out, do you receive text message on this line?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. So we're going to go ahead and send out text message with my direct phone number and extension line, the number for client support, as well as a 6-minute YouTube video that takes you through the tracking system. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I am going to need to get that physical address from you where you had Google send the PIN code out to, just so when they go in to have your account, we're going to have your client onboarding with the technician, and at that point they're going to verify everything and see exactly what it is that has happened in your account that's caused it to go into suspension. So where did you have that PIN code sent?
Okay, my address is 9904 Lavender Lane, Manhattan, Kansas, 66502.
Is that an unincorporated piece of
Well, it's a new housing development. And we were not on Google Maps, but my wife recently told me that we are now on Maps.
Okay.
You would have tried to bring us up. Yeah.
I was trying to bring it up, and it says it's unincorporated. So that might just be the issue, and I'm going to go ahead and notate that in here because it's, like I said, it could be something literally as simple as that. It's that they just needed time to recognize it, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure
that... I thought maybe that possibly could be the problem, but I wasn't for sure.
Right. I understand. Well, and you just don't want to make any mistakes. And I have to tell you, I've seen lots of people fiddle with it, and then they lock it up for life. Like, they can't seem to get it straightened out. You know what I mean? And we don't want that to happen to you. So it's just better to let us go ahead and handle it for you. Now, let me see here. Okay, I've got all of that. That looks straight. Now, the next thing is, what are your hours of operation, Mike? When do you want the phone calls, my friend?
I can start from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And is there any particular appliance that you are more well-versed in? Like, do you like LG, Samsung, or do you just do everything?
I do everything. I've done this work for 40 years.
You don't sound a day over 25.
And I worked for Sears for 27 years, and I retired from them.
Okay.
So I know all brands, you know, all brands and models. You know, I've been working on them for years and years. So,
All right.
I'm very well trained on all brands.
Yes, sir. I love that. Now, so you're willing to go 40 miles, right?
Yes, Yes.
Okay. Now, do you, would you like to take advantage of the call tracking app that we have with the call tracking phone number to download to your cell phone?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Now, are you doing all appliances, washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwave, all of it?
Yeah, dishwashers, ranges, yep, all of them.
Okay. And are you doing any installation? If they have the item shipped there, are you able to install it at all?
Yeah, I can. Sure. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I've installed dishwashers for years and
Okay.
That sort of thing, so.
Okay. I have to schedule your client interview with my technician, Mike. This is approximately a 20 to 30 minute phone call that is just going to verify the service radius, the keywords, tell you how to send in any photos that you have for us. Do you have a logo or do you need one?
Yeah, I do not have a logo, no. So, yeah, I probably need one.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and include that. No Facebook. Let me go here.
I actually created a Facebook account.
You did?
But I really haven't done anything on it.
That's okay. Is it for the business or is it for yourself? Is it personal or business?
I did it for myself. It's personal. Yeah, I did it for personal.
Okay. No worries. We can definitely help you with that and get and build the business one for you. You don't have to worry about that at all. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll walk you through that during the client interview. Do you have proof of business license, insurance, or tax ID information?
Yeah, from Kansas Department of Revenue. I'm actually still waiting on an employer identification number from the IRS. I haven't got that yet, but
okay, no worries. Again, it's not required. It's just a question that they ask. So for your client interview, I can schedule that for, we can do today between 4 and 5 or 5 and 6. Which time frame is best for you?
4 and 5 would be best.
Okay. You're going to receive an email notification now that's going to say local / CIEN. That's client interview English. Now, I'm going to make you aware, Mike, that the technician is going to contact you from our 877 phone number. So it's important that during that client interview or when they contact you, they're going to make multiple attempts. It will be between the 4 and 5 p.m. hours. They may not be right at 4 p.m. on the dot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when they contact you from that 877 number, make sure that you answer the phone because this is the most important step that's going to get your situation cleared up. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So for the cards you're putting on file, Michael, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
It's the middle initial, E.
E? Okay. Give me one second.
Yeah.
Did you get Michael Edward?
Michael Eugene.
Eugene. Oh, you got a goodie. I haven't heard of Eugene in a while. I got Amy Ray, so, you know.
That was my dad's middle name and my grandfather's middle name.
Oh, it's a family tree. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Your last name is spelled S-A-L-S-B-U-R-Y, correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a MasterCard.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
5178.
Mm-hmm.
0592.
Mm-hmm.
0890.
Mm-hmm.
8880.
Expiration month and year, sir?
It is January of 2025.
And the three-digit code on the back?
409.
Okay, I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment now for $149. I do want to make you aware that if you were to receive any calls from companies claiming to be Google, that is a scam call, and you should call me back and report the phone number to me immediately because Google actually has blackballed those companies that are doing that to you folks. Okay, I don't want anybody taking advantage of you. So if anybody calls and what's going to happen is during your client interview, you're going to be asked to set up a security question, and only you will know the answer to that security question. So if for any reason you were unsure if it was actually local / calling on behalf to get your account changed or something done, just say, hey, what's my security question? And if they don't have it, they're not going to have it, then they're going to hang up on you right away or they're going to give you some buffalo story, okay? But that's just an added form of protection for you. So the voice verification, Mike, it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Okay, Mike's Appliance Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Salisbury, I'm the owner, technician.
Michael, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts in your agreement? So basically, just let us know if you choose to work with anybody else, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is June 15th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $149.
Okay.
This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 15th day of every month. Now, if you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, Michael, you can do so within 3 days of the billing for the month of August. So you'd need to call us by August 12th in order to pause or cancel the service. Do you agree okay. and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That concludes the voice verification. I would like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. The last thing is this. Am I on speakerphone?
No, you're not.
Can you put me on speakerphone? No. I just sent you a text message that I need you to pull up while we're on the phone.
Okay.
It's coming from a 714 number, 714-502-0500, and it's going to, in the body of the text, it's going to say https://my.localsplash.com.
Okay.
It's a clickable link, Michael. I want you to go ahead and click on that link.
Okay.
It, once you click on that, it's going to open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience. So what you do is you scroll down to the bottom, because this is literally everything that we verbally promised to provide for you on the month-to-month basis with no contract. As you scroll through, you'll see everything that we have promised you is listed there. Click the box certifying that you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company. It's going to say, I hereby certify.
Yeah.
And then right below that, type in your first name, middle initial, last name with no periods or dots. And then hit confirm signature for me.
Okay.
Beautiful. It should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and a password. What you can do, if you want to, is you can bookmark that page. That is the tracking and reporting system from with which you will be able to track your success with the package. However, the username and password has not been created yet because we haven't had your client interview. Within about 5 to 7 days' time, we'll send you text and email with that username and password, okay?
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Do you have any questions for me, Michael?
No, I don't believe so.
All right. I'm really excited for what this means for your business, and we wish you a very profitable rest of 2022.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Now lock my number in. You have my number in the body of the text message, and we look forward to talking with you soon, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you
for your time. Bye now.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.